This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. First of all, it's a wonderful thing to be back to Cowtown, you know, Calgary, and it's always a beautiful community that, you know, the communities that attract me to come again and again and again. And definitely your community is one of the best community I ever visited. Yeah, give yourself a round of applause. Very good. Nice. So that's number one for me to visit. Number two, I haven't been to one Ummah conference for a long time. And going back to 10 years, you know, anniversary now, to something incredible. That's an achievement. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless the brothers and sisters who organized this conference. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it years to come of success and make the outcome of this conference, you know, a great outcome, not only to you as individuals and your family, but also to the city and to the beautiful country that you're living in. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all. Also, I want to say that this lecture is one of the reasons why I accept the invitation to come to the conference, this particular topic. You know, I'm always fascinated by people who send me invitation, and when they send me invitation, they ask me to talk about a smart topics, challenge me, make me think that this conference intend to really make people grow, not just one of these cliche, you know, titles, you know, vision to victory. And I'm always been fascinated by people, community, who are constantly successful at what they do. Especially those who experience repeated success in many areas of their lives throughout their lifetime. And I want to be very specific, and I share with you a few points, as the time permit me, that I think are very practical on how can we have a vision that lead to victory. How can we strengthen our structure? How can we move the needle? You know, where we can be successful collectively as a community, in our internally inside the community, and also externally in as part of that society. First of all, anytime we talk about a vision, we talk about success, we talk about change, we're talking about a structure and taking positive change in our life, we have to remember that وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. My success comes from Allah. We cannot take this out of the equation. You know, I have seen a lot of people, when I look, sometimes you basically, if you calculated it, it doesn't really, you expect the greatest outcome. But also turn things around and things became the best ever, you know, and you ask yourself, how this happened? How out of this, you know, mess, all these beautiful things happen. Sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His lutf, His mercy, His kindness, His, you know, grant us way more than what we deserve. And we're grateful and thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you take one step to me and you walk to me, I will run towards you. And that's in every aspect in life. So anytime we plan, anytime we, you know, want to make a real change, we want to make success in our life, we have to remember that that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost. وَقَالُوا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ. They say, Alhamdulillah, the one who guided us to this. Otherwise, we will not be guided to this, wasn't for Allah Azza wa Jal. So many times, there's things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put it in our way. Allah open our heart and mind, bring friends and allies that we never expect into our cause and into our way to achieve the success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. That's why it is so important that always attribute success to Allah. Yes, there is a lot of hard-working men and women in this conference. And that's one of the elements of success. But also, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala open the hearts and the minds of people. There is people makes a lot of preparing and preparations and marketing plan and things doesn't turn around the way they expect. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not put barakah in that effort. Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah once was talking about philosophers and how smart they were, but yet they're atheist, or they don't believe in God, or they deny things which is very obvious, or they make no sense sometimes in things that's so simple. And he said, rahimahullah, هؤلاء قد أوتوا ذكاء وما أوتوا زكاة. They might be smart, but not pure-hearted. Some people are intelligent, but their heart's not pure. Their soul is not pure. It's corrupt. And that's why we as Muslims, we always say, لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. My strength comes from Allah. My abilities comes from Allah. You know? And sometimes we forget about that. We all focus on materialistic things, and we forget about the one who controls the means. And it's, I remember when I used to direct Texas Tower Convention, I would have maybe 100 volunteers. And I would say to them when we gather before the conference, are you guys ready? Ready. Then I asked the question, how many of you have been making dua that Allah gives success to this conference? How many of you making in Qiyam al-Layl and Sujood and Salah, asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring success to our effort? And if I see the majority of people, I know that this conference will be successful. But sometimes we just focus on all our marketing plan, our, you know, financial plans and all this kind of things, building bridges, have friends. But we forget to turn to Allah, the one who controls the heart, who controls the future, who can change things by simply say, be and it will be changed. And that's an important reminder for all of us. Number two, creating and pursuing smart goals. As much as this might be sound so familiar to so many of us, especially those in the world, in the business world, especially those who are into, you know, personal development and things of that nature, psychology, we all talk about those smart goals, smart goals, smart goals. But what is so interesting that when it comes to our work as a community, our work as organizations, masjids, you know, we don't really follow this formula. And SMART goals, as you maybe know, all of you know, each letter stands for something. SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, timely. That's what SMART goals stands for. Successful people are objective. They have a realistic target in mind. They know what they are looking for and why they are fighting for it. You know, I give you a strategic, for example, some people call for boycotting some products that it is made in Israel, for example. There is a big movement about that. And what's interesting to me is strategic goals. There is people put, I don't know which list that you follow, how many members of companies in that list, is it a 200, is it 100, is it 60, is that really a realistic goal? That every company you're going to start boycotting, and everything you're going to claim, and you don't have versus being strategic. I want to target a very specific goal for a very specific reason. Even some people, you ask them, why are you doing that? Why are you doing this company in particular? I don't know. There is no any strategic planning or goal to achieve, you know, a good outcome. You know, for example, we want to protest. And you know, what's the protest is for? What's the goal that you want to achieve? What is that, you know, is that a very clear goal that I want to achieve? And how long that will it take me? Is it basically protesting about what exactly? Is it protesting about a two-state solution? Or it's about the genocide? Or about this particular crisis in place? You know, so a lot of people excited. A lot of people, which is something I appreciate. I'm very happy to see. But what I'm not happy when it comes, especially to the leadership, that there is no strategic planning and strategic goals are meant and put in place in order for those masses who are you are using or are you are basically moving towards a goal that it is, the outcome is good for all. So when you talk about successful or smart goals, you talk about something specific. You know, a general goal are good, but they really don't work. It's like you say, you know what? I want to be healthy. Okay, what that means? You know, I want to be a community that have an influence. I want, you know, a better outcome for the Palestinians, for example. I want a better future for refugees. That's very big, vague goal. Versus, you know what, I'm going to work on the refugees from Syria or the refugees who are in our town in Calgary. Or I'm going to talk about the crisis at hand. I'd be very specific on what I want to achieve. Specific, you know, goals allowed us to work and to measure our success. Specific goals has a far greater chance of being accomplished because it has defined primary, defined a very clear scope of work, measurable. It is important not only to put a goal, but to measure your goal, measure your success. And that's something very interesting about us, on our work, that we don't hold ourselves accountable. We don't, you know, have a measurement way to basically to see and to check our progress when it comes to the goal that we put for ourselves. There must be a logical system for measuring the progress of a goal. To determine if your goal is measurable, ask yourself, how much time? How many in total? How will I know when the goal are accomplished? You know, when you measure your progress, you stay on track. Reach your targets, dates, and basically an experience, the exploration of achievement that support your effort and to continue in your path of success. And it's interesting how we put goal that we cannot ever check the progress of it. Also attainable. You have to be realistic in your goals. Simply, I cannot put them simpler than that. You have these goals has to be realistic. You can put whatever dreams that you have, it's going to be a dream, but it's not. There is a difference between your dreams and your goals. Attainable, you know, it must be something that you are capable of achieving. Relevant, something that also relevant to your community. If your community completely unfamiliar with this territory, your organization is completely unfamiliar with this area, it might be not the smartest goal to put. Also, timely, and you must be, you know, grounded within a time frame. Put for yourself a time frame when I want to achieve that. For example, I want, you know, to have a good positive impact in our community and our society at large. So you know what, in 1 year, I would like for my masjid, for my community, to have, for example, 3 elected officials. I want 2 people to be in this particular branch of government so they can represent our voice, our community concern. I want by that time to be in the school board. I want that a minute, you know, and I have a time, in a time frame that this is what I'm working on. You know, it is so important to have these guidelines when we put our goals and strategic thinking for our community. We must be driven by our goals and the dreams that from it we create our goals. Sadly, many people don't have clarity on what they want to achieve. And many masajid, many organizations, I ask, what do you guys want really to achieve? What's the real goal of your life? And if you cannot relate to this because maybe you're not part of a community or for an organization, you can apply this talk to your own family, to your own life, you know, and go farther out. It is important to be driven by your goals. The truth is, most of us discover where we are headed upon arrival, which is so sad, which is very sad. You know, some of us stopped dreaming. And if you stop dreaming, you're not going to have clarity of goals and not even have goals. Sometimes in our life, we just went into deep sleep. You know, dead people do not dream. Living one do. When and why we stopped having these dreams in life, these goals that we are inspired by in our life. Your value is determined by what you are living for, not just by being alive. Your value is not just being alive, it's by what you're living for. If you don't add anything to life, you're just an addition. You don't mean much. You know, that is you in this life, where you basically, in this life, your value determined by where you stand and what you stand for. You are not important because of how long you live. You are important because of how effective you live. What kind of change you do. And our organization not important because Jesus exists. It's because what kind of impact that they have in the society. What kind of positive value they add to Calgary as a city. There is a big difference between those who are driven by their dreams and goals and those that are driven by their problems and everyday problems. Big difference between the two. Martin Luther King, when he gave that famous speech and he said, I have a dream. Can you imagine Martin Luther King that day said, I have a problem. He had problems. But he was not driven by his problems. He was driven by dreams and his entire movement. One of the greatest movements in modern history. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. Our community and our organization cannot be driven by the problems, by the attack from the far right or far left. Cannot be just, you know, every day and every work we do is about how to respond to Islamophobes and what they accuse us with. Because you know what that will make us? We'll make always tell people what we are not. And we will never have a time or chance to tell people who we are and what we stand for and what we have in mind and in goal. What can we add to this life? This is one of our biggest struggles. In my opinion, as a community and as adult, as family, is to be driven by these dreams and goals in life. I live in Texas, very similar to your city, you know, to your state, Alberta, your province. You know, we had a guy with a big farm, and in his farm there was a crack. His dogs fall in the crack. He thought the dog's dead, so the farmer decided will not allow any animal to fall in that crack and get harmed again. So he brought, you know, a load of sand and took the shovel, start filling up that crack. But the dog was not dead. The dog was just unconscious, tired. His voice was very weak, but it's deep and dark. But the dog realized that his honor burying him alive. So every time basically the sand fall on the dog's back, he will shake it off and jump on the top of the sand. Every time a load of sand comes, he will shake it off and jump on the top of the sand. The sand that intend to bury the dog alive risen the dog and save the dog. Life can throw a lot of things at us. And it's up to us. If we have a goal to be up on the top, like this dog's goal is to get out of there. You will use this in your advantage. You will use this in your advantage. Another point, and I took too much time on this because that's, in my opinion, the most important thing. But it has to do with the vision. It has to be clear. And the clear vision you have, the successful you will be. Take a decisive and immediate actions. Sadly, very few people ever live to become the success story they dream about. And there is one simple reason. They never take action. That's simple as that. Look at the Quran. Ya ayyuhal mudathir, qum fa'andhir. Oh, the one who basically covering himself with a blanket and putting himself, stand up and deliver the message. The jinn who listened to the verses in the Quran, what they said? They heard the Quran, they said, that's the same revelation that God have sent to Musa. Then what's next? وَلَّوْ إِلَىٰ قَوْمِهِمْ مُنْدِرِينَ They rushed back to their people. They took basically a decisive and immediate actions. The acquisition of knowledge does not mean you are growing. Growing happens when what you know changes how you live your life. So many people live in a complete daze. Daze, just, you know, unable to focus. Actually, they don't live. They simply get by because they never take a necessary action to make things happen, to seek their dreams. It doesn't matter if you have a genius IQ. You know, you have in your board organization, in the board member, you know, PhD, quantum physics hold, you know, members and the smartest people in town. You can't change anything or make any sort of real world progress without taking actions. There is a huge difference between knowing how to do something and actually doing it. Knowledge and intelligence are both useless without action. It is as simple as that. You know, so if we want to transfer this vision into victory and to have a concrete, you know, and have a real success in life, you have to take action. In Islam, we know it's called hypocrisy. When you believe and you don't act. When you claim something but you don't act upon them. You know, we know in our religion, you can claim that you love Allah and His messenger, but Allah said, if this is true, follow the messenger. Copy the messengers. There is a difference between Hamza and Abu Talib. What's the difference between Hamza and Abu Talib? Both the Prophet ﷺ uncles. Both believe in the prophets. Both don't know Muhammad ﷺ is a true messenger. Both believe that Allah sent Muhammad ﷺ. One in hellfire and one in paradise. What's the difference? Hamza, when he knows that this is the truth, he said, I took action. He said, La ilaha illallah. Abu Talib never did. Never took that action. I'm tired, really, from visiting community one after a time and family and talking to brothers and sisters and keep telling me, inshallah, one day, one day, one day, one day. Last time I checked, at least in Texas, we don't have one day. We have Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. I don't know about you guys in Canada. But one day, I never heard of that. I know a specific day, you know. Another point, number four, focus on being productive, not being busy. If you want to transfer your vision to real victory, don't just be busy, be productive. You know, just look around you. The busy outnumber the productive people by wide margin. This is one of the most prevalent modern day is personal development cliche, being busy, being productive, not busy. But like most cliches, there are a great deal of truth to it. And few people actually adhere to it. Busy people are rushing all over the place, running late half of the time. Busy organizations, busy masjid, busy, you know, community are good. But not necessarily they are productive. They don't make real change, real impact. They are busy all over the place. Busy schedule give us sometimes a false sense of accomplishment. But that's not true. You know, we became like the hamster running on a wheel. The solution, slow down. Focus. Look at your goals. Set your priority correct. Do one thing at a time. Make sure that this is your area. You know, I can't be as a masjid doing a civil work and be a social, you know, organization. And I deal with refugees and I deal with politics and I deal with policies and I deal with national security issues. And I can't do all this. I deal with religious educations, with kids' education. You know what? Focus on one or two things. Bring people on board. Make sure that you become a platform to attract people, experts in different fields, and let them work together. Put the pieces together. And that's where you transfer that vision to victory, to true success. Don't ever mix between effort and results. This worldly life is based on efforts, not, you know, based on results. In Jannah and in the Day of Judgment, it's based on efforts, not results. Allah, out of His mercy, judge us based on what? Efforts, not results. That's why a prophet come in the Day of Judgment with a single follower, no followers. He's successful. But in the dunya, can you imagine if you go to your boss and you tell him, boss, how many sales you made this month? Zero. But I did a lot of work. Yeah, your efforts is useless for him. It's Allah only the one who basically reward you for your efforts. وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. Your efforts will be appreciated. Also, make logical and informed decisions. I know some of the examples that I might give in or give might be sounds hard because so many times we are just so clouded by our emotions. you know what? I'm 100%. I'm 100%. I understand that we cannot separate our emotions from our decisions. But all what I'm asking, especially when it comes to us as a community at large, you know what? It's okay to follow your heart, but just don't forget to take your brain with you. You know, I'm telling you, sometimes we do things that they are permanently foolish simply because we are temporarily upset or excited. Follow, you know, a moment of, you know, an excitement, and, you know, you might get a trend in social media for a couple of hours or a day or two. But in return, you lose a lot as an individual, as a community. That's not a smart thing to do. Decision driven by heavy emotion typically contain minimal amounts of conscious thoughts and are primarily based in momentarily feelings instead of mindful awarenesses. The best advice here is simple. Don't let your emotions trump your intelligence. Another point that I think contribute to that, work outside your comfort zone. Our community need to learn how to get out of our comfort zone. Our comfort zone to work with each other, to preach to the choir or to the core. But you know what? We need to go walk out. I'm so proud of someone like Sheikh Naveed that I have seen work through the last decades or so, you know, working outside the comfort zone of the Muslim community. Going to these meetings. I'm so proud of, I can give example. So proud of work of Brother Ibrahim Hindi, you know, who I met in Toronto, working out of the comfort zone of the community. You know, reaching out as a preacher, reach out to, you know, other religious leaders, civil rights activists, people leadership in universities. It's a comfort zone, maybe to outside screaming and shouting. But it's not a comfort zone for you to be sitting on the table negotiating. It's a comfort zone to play politics, but it's not a comfort zone to play to set policies that it will change people for a long term. You know, nobody is ready for working out of the comfort zone, but it's an important step to take. Keep things simple. You want to transfer vision to victory? Keep things simple. Don't complicate things. Sometimes we love to complicate things. You know, simplicity is the ultimate sophistication. Leonardo da Vinci said that, if I'm not mistaken. Those who complicate things do not work much. They don't make much progress. Because I have to wrap it up. Make sure that you track your progress. And I talked about that before. Also, make sure you stay positive. In order for you to be successful in making transformation and to build a strong foundation, it has to be built on positive outlook to the world. You know, we always to look at the silver line. You know why so many people miss the silver line is what happening? Because they're always looking for the gold line. Sometimes you need to learn how to just to look to the silver line. I have one, I will transfer it to two. I have five, I will turn them to 10. The Prophet ﷺ came to a society filled with problems. And he said what? I came to complete the good manners that you have. Learn from your mistakes and that part of it. Mistakes is nothing but an ability to grow. You know, making mistakes is better than faking perfections. Don't let the mistakes stop from stand up again and trying again. Make sure that you understand that the Quran filled with the stories about people made the mistakes. And who are those people? Sometimes prophets, messengers, or great men and women in history of humanity. Why? Why this was mentioned? To learn from them. Make sure as we go as a community to create a balance. It's not good to focus on the outside and forget the inside. It's not right to basically to focus on the friends of the community, but we forget about family. It's not right to focus on the masjid, but we forget about the community. It's not good to focus on the community and not to have any interest in the society at large. It's not right to focus on international issues and we forgot about our national, local issues. We have to create a balance in our life and our approach. We need to learn how to adjust. Our ability to adjust with the new challenges, with the change, it means a long-term surviving. You know, those who don't adjust, don't know how to change and adjust themselves, belong to Jurassic Park, belong to museums. They don't belong to the future. And that's an important. And part of this is just to think about how we need to adjust. We have a whole entire young generations came to our community now. They are college graduate. We need to adjust to open the door for them, give them a chance. Not necessarily to make every decision, but to be part of making the decision. You know, there is a new challenges facing our young brother and sister and community and society at large. Let's make sure to adjust ourselves to now we talk and speak and we address issues that concern the society at large, not the community only. We'll end with this. As we go from vision to victory, we have to take that road, to take that journey with full confidence. We need confidence in ourselves in order to pursue our dreams. Confidence comes from tawakkul. Kalla inna ma'i rabbi sayahdeen. Allah with me and He guide me. Knowing that Allah is the one made me, chose me. Confidence in my look, in my abilities, in who I am. I was once with Imam Siraj Wahaj, and all of a sudden he said, look, I love my skin color. He's an African-American preacher. I love my skin colors. Not because I'm black, and not because my skin color is black. I love it because that's what Allah have chosen for me. Allah said, is the one who choose who you look like when you are still in your mother's womb. I love it because that's a choice of Allah for me. You know, that's a sense of confidence. Man cannot be comfortable without his own approval. Confidence comes not from always being right, but from not fearing to be wrong. No one can make you feel inferior without your consent as an individual or as a community. Remember, people, communities will always see you and see your community the way you see yourself. Sometimes I tell my friends and my brothers, maybe you need to fake it until you make it. Just give your sense of confidence. In Al-Andalus, there's a man, his name Muhammad ibn Abi Ammar. He used to work in a very low level kind of job in Qurtuba. Ibn Kathir mentioned this in story. So Muhammad ibn Abi Amr, he used to to clean donkeys and to wash the donkeys in the barn. One day him and his two other friends work in the same field. He said, make a wish. What would you do if you became the Khalifa of Al-Andalus? So one of them said, if I became the Khalifa of Al-Andalus, one of us became the Khalifa of Al-Andalus, I would like to give me 1,000 dinar and a big ranch and this and that. And the other one looked at him and said, if you ever be the Khalifa of Al-Andalus, I want you to make sure you lash me 100 times, put me backwards in a donkey, and make me tour the whole entire country. And say, this is a fool man. And he's making fun of him. Guys, you can read the story. It's quite long, but to make the story short. Years goes by, this man sold his donkey, enlisted in the police, you know, force, became the chief police, the Khalifa died, and he chose the chief police and his prime minister, or his minister, to basically be the guardian of his little son. In no time, the minister died, and the chief police became in charge of this little son. This little son died, he married his mother, and he became the Khalifa. And when he became the Khalifa, he called his two friends. He gave the first one what he asked for. And he brought the second man, and he did exactly what he asked him to do. He put him in a donkey, and he basically, they start touring him and said, this is a fool man. But he asked them to say something else. He said, make sure that also it will be called that people should always realize, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Let the caller say, this is a fool man, and you all shall know that Allah is capable of everything. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to be victorious in this life. Enable us to do good, great service to people around us. To add more value to this beautiful place that we're living in. And to be a great asset for our community, for our society. Thank you very much. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.